Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Word of warning, today's episode contains mentions of physical and sexual violence. Hi again. Welcome to This Day in History class, where history waits for no one. Today is March 16th, 2019. The day was March 16th, 1968. The U.S. was in the thick of the Vietnam War, a deadly and costly conflict where communist North Vietnam and South Vietnamese supporters of the National Liberation Front went up against South Vietnam and the United States. The National Liberation Front has also been and still is referred to as the Viet Cong, but the term Viet Cong has been considered offensive. U.S. soldiers have been targeting Quang Nai Province, where My Lai is located, because it was home to a lot of National Liberation Front activity. When U.S. forces found out the troublesome 48th Battalion of the National Liberation Front would be in the My Lai area, Army Captain Ernest Medina told his soldiers this would be their opportunity to fight them. On May 15th, Captain Medina had told his soldiers that all the residents of My Lai would have left and that the only people left would be National Liberation Front sympathizers and enemy troops. But this was not the case. The soldiers ended up murdering as many as 500 unarmed civilians in My Lai that day. The My Lai massacre took place in the wake of the Tet Offensive, a series of North Vietnamese attacks in South Vietnam that greatly weakened U.S. support for the war. U.S. military intelligence suggested that the 48th NLF Battalion had taken refuge in Son Mai Village, where the My Lai hamlets were located. The Charlie Company, part of the AmeriCal Division's 11th Infantry Brigade, had already suffered a lot of losses due to enemy attacks. Regardless, Charlie Company was sent to Son Mai on March 16th on a search-and-destroy mission under Task Force Barker, with the directive to shoot anyone and destroy buildings, crops, and livestock. So around 7:30 in the morning, U.S. forces shelled Son Mai and entered the village. As the U.S. bombarded the village with artillery rounds, villagers sought cover, fled, and hid in their homes. Within 20 minutes, Charlie Company was headed toward My Lai. but the 48th NLF Battalion was not there. NLF units had fled in the previous days. A few NLF members were scattered about San Mai, but the U.S. soldiers were mainly met by locals. But that didn't seem to matter. Though there had been no resistance or enemy fire, Charlie Company rounded up villagers and shot them. They even raped and mutilated some of the girls and women before killing them. And at 9 a.m., 2nd Lieutenant William Calley, who led Charlie Company's 1st Platoon, ordered the execution of dozens of locals in an irrigation ditch. Some soldiers objected to shooting the villagers at first, but in the end, somewhere between 347 and 504 unarmed villagers were killed, including women, children, and the elderly. The only death on the U.S. side occurred when a soldier shot his own foot. An army photographer took pictures of the atrocities, photos that would go on to fuel anti-Vietnam War sentiment. Around 11 a.m., Captain Medina ordered the soldiers to break for lunch. Warrant Officer Hugh Thompson, who was an Army helicopter pilot, and his crew members blocked U.S. soldiers from continuing to attack locals and took wounded villagers to get medical care. After the massacre was over, higher-ups tried to keep the truth of the massacre on the hush. Officials said the operation had been successful, but Ron Reidenhauer, a soldier in the 11th Brigade who had not been involved in the events, did an interview with journalist Seymour Hersh, outing the harsh realities of the massacre. The U.S. Army ordered a special investigation into the day's events and the cover-up afterward, but only 14 men were charged with crimes related to the massacre, and all were acquitted except for Calley, who was found guilty of premeditated murder. And sadly, My Lai wasn't the only instance of senseless killing of Vietnamese civilians during the war. After the massacre and investigations, support for the Vietnam War in the U.S. dwindled, and American troops' morale was shrinking. Still, the war didn't end until 1975. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Here's a note about the naming conventions when it comes to the villages and the hamlets. American mapmakers named hamlets based on the administrative district followed by a number, not what locals actually called the villages a lot of the time. So villagers knew My Lai, number 4, as Som Long and Bien Thai. We'd love it if you left us a comment on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Come back tomorrow for another tidbit from history.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Z104
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the App and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.